The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we're starting off with a very serious topic, which is talking to your doctor. But we have with us Dr. Douglas Lambert, and I'm excited to talk with him because, to be, you know, this is not TV. He's a young guy. And that's important because, you know, sometimes when you have a senior telling a senior what to do, a barrier goes up.
Sure.
It's like, wait, don't tell me I know as much as you do. But when you have a young doctor who is very active in the field, then you have somebody who really, in my mind, I think is tremendous that for him to share his knowledge. And I'm not knocking a 65-year-old doctor, but for you as a young guy to share your knowledge is very important. Before we get going, you were telling us a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
Just go through it again because it's impressive.
Sure. So I went to UConn Med School, and then I went to residency, having just graduated back in June of this past year, 2019, at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. And I'm now at Northwell Health Systems doing a fellowship in something called obesity medicine. It's weight loss medicine, so it's behavioral and medical treatment for helping patients lose weight.
Right, okay.
Yep.
talking to your doctor.
Yeah.
Which is the crux of what we want to get to today. And you know it yourself. I mean, unfortunately, the medical field today is that you go in and you hang out for 45 minutes to an hour. Years ago, I remember when my mother used to take me to the doctor when we were young. My mother had five kids. Mm-hmm. It was like, almost like a picnic. I mean, you're chatting and maybe you sit in the waiting room for an hour and a half, but nobody really cared. Because when you got in to see the special guy, it was a nice event.
Sure.
Now you got 10 minutes and the next one's coming and the next one's coming. So you got to be prepared.
Yeah, I think preparation is key. But you sort of hit upon sort of the situation of modern medicine where everyone's stretched very thin. Everyone's kind of pulling for money out of the system. And the people who suffer are the patients and to a slightly lesser extent, the doctors.
Right.
So time is key and preparation is key. I agree.
Right. So that being the case, it's the patient, I was going to say client, it's the patient that has to do the preparation. Because I only have 10 or 15 minutes with you.
Yep.
Okay. And I like Doug, and I was like, he's a great guy, and he's always gives me the answers I want. But you're going to walk in, you're going to say, hi, John. And while you're talking to me, you know it's building in the waiting room. There's 10, there's 11, there's 14.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and then some things, you can't help it. Something goes wrong. I mean, I've gone to doctors where it's 5 minutes, I'm out, and all of a sudden, another time it's like 45 minutes, you're still with them because they thought something that was supposed to work didn't. And it's like, well, we got to figure this out before we can't let you go.
Yes, that's true. You said a couple of things I think are absolutely correct. One being at the back of my mind is always the full list of patients I have to see. So I want to make time for everyone. So when you come in, it's essential for me to know what's most important for you to work on that day. Now, if you come in and you don't have anything you want to work on, I promise you every physician you'll ever see does have an agenda because they have checkboxes that they have to get through for your health, for health maintenance, for administrative requirements for the office that they're working for. So if you don't have anything you want to go over, then, you know, it's fine. We have things we can go through. But if you have a priority, we need to know because the first thing we want to do is make you make sure your needs are addressed.
That, you know, that's very important what you just said. Important to you.
Yeah.
Because the doctor can't read my mind.
Right.
So if I walk in, my back is very bad, and you checked my heart and you checked my whatever, and you say everything seems fine, then I'm cranky with you.
Right.
Because you didn't. Your crystal ball didn't work,
and
you really didn't address what I wanted to address. I say, no, I say, Doug or Dr. Lambert, I'm having an issue with this.
Sure.
So that you can turn around and say, let me work more on that. Well, we can deal with the other stuff some other day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have to be your own advocate and say what's most important for you. And I think most doctors would be willing, more than willing, to just follow what your requests are for that day.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but are most patients, now particularly when you start getting to the older patients, are they, how should I say, generationally prepared to start questioning the doctor?
So I think there's a difference in the patient age as to how willing they are to question the doctor. I would say the older a patient is, the more they are of the era where you just kind of listen to your doctor. Younger folks, I'd say, are more willing to question, but plenty of younger people just want to follow what you're saying too. It just depends on the personality. In general, though, I'd say the older the patient, the more willing they are to just kind of go with the flow. Yeah.
I'd go along. I would, if I was guessing, I would say the so-called sandwich generation would be the one that's questioning.
Yeah.
Because from the parent and from the child, they think they have it all.
Right.
I think the real senior that I deal with has that respect. Doctors, I remember my mother, you know, the doctor said do this every 3 hours. So it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. I said, Ma, we're leaving now. Put the drops in.
Yep.
No, he said 3 hours. I said, please put the drops in. We got to go. No. So we have to wait. You sit there for 15 minutes. I was like, because that's what he told me. John, that's what he told me.
Yeah.
And so they listened, and they weren't going to question you whatsoever.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I'm guessing, that the ones who just listen, a small percentage are newspaper readers, magazine readers, they watch television.
Yep.
They know more, so they are going to question the doctor.
Can I? I'm going to share a story with Doug,
please.
Which I think you probably have come across this, and it's. I'm going to get in trouble if my wife is listening. goes back 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't remember exactly when it was. We were in New Jersey at that night. We get a phone call. Actually, at my brother's house, we get a phone call that a mother was in a terrible car accident.
Ooh.
And what happened is she got hit crossing the street.
Mm.
Her girlfriend died that night, and my mother-in-law really was beat up. So it was we come to Notre. She was taken to Notre. Mm. So we get to Notre emergency room. We walk by. And there she is in the emergency room. She was quasi awake.
Okay.
End of the story is very good, so that's not the point. So we get in there. My brother-in-law is there. We're talking. The doctor's asking her questions. And I always wonder why, in the middle of emergency, you have to ask if you have a BM. But that's besides the point. It's like, who cares? But that's another question that has to be asked. Yeah. So, do you have this? Do you have that? She says, I have. I'm not making this up, this is true. Yeah. I have XYZ disease. You have what? I have XYZ disease. Really?
Mm.
How do you know you have that? And you can see the doctor's face, he was taken back.
Yeah.
How do you know you have that? Dr. So-and-so told me. Really? And where is Dr. So-and-so? On the radio.
Sure.
The poor doctor looks up at us like, no, that didn't just happen.
Oh, my God.
The whole page of notes he threw away.
Yeah.
But
they listen. They listen and they're led by,
Yeah.
A difference. I'm old enough to remember when there were only two doctors. The regular family doctor, and if it was something serious, the big Park Avenue specialist.
Right.
Always
that in those words.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nowadays there's specialization and subspecialization, and care is fragmented, so that complicates everything, too. Back in that era when there was more of a generalist trend and focus, you had more of a relationship, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
Doctors made house calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
We had one doctor for years, but now, literally, I would see Doug once, I'd see you once, and you said, you got to go to this one.
Yep.
And go to this one for your eye and this one for your whatever it is.
Throat. And that's changed the nature of general practice. So when you go see your primary care doctor now, they're mostly concerned, apart from acute issues you might have, with health maintenance stuff, making sure your meds are accurate, making sure you get your health screening stuff.
Right.
But there's less time to go over your medical issues because a lot of that stuff is now going to the cardiologist, to the nephrologist, to the gastroenterologist more, because that's just what's happened in medicine. And, patient-doctor relationship has definitely suffered because of that.
Oh, yeah. I have, I won't say the name, but a wonderful gastro person.
Yeah.
That twice this has happened. He's got reports from other places where I'm seeing doctors, and he has called me and said, you got to look into this. This is not good.
Okay.
But the main doctor didn't call me.
Yeah.
Because he reads everything, and I have him on everything.
Yeah.
And because he's a friend of mine, it helps too. So he reads everything. He says, I didn't like what I just read. And actually just called me last night, please give me a call. So I don't know what that's about. But you're right, it's very difficult because it used to be the GP was your quarterback, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now you have to be the quarterback. And for seniors, for active seniors, but you're an active senior, so therefore you'll take care of yourself. But for seniors who aren't as alert, you need somebody, you know, who's going to be able to do it for you and go with you. Like my mother, I said, we're talking, her eyes were terrible. I always went to the eye doctor. Like kind of divided up. Mm. So therefore, it's like, no, you don't have to do that again. You know, next time we do this, you know, my sister would take her to another doctor, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we were the person who knew that, you know, and my mother was fortunately healthy, would know about the specific things.
You know, the other side of the coin is whether the doctor, the individual doctor, is willing to accept this challenge, if you will, from the patient. I used to work in the pharmaceutical industry, and sales reps always refer to Dr. God.
Yep.
Who, you know, I know and walk in. On the other hand, the surgeon who's taking care of my eye listens. And he talks to my wife also. He talks to me. He's great.
Yep.
He's not a Dr. God, but I have dealt with Dr. Gods.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've gone from an era of just listening to your doctor to an era of heavy and in most cases appropriate patient advocacy, patient self-advocacy. Now, however you put that in the context of all these time demands, it can create unusual conflicts at times. I would say you know, many doctors probably are good listeners, but if you have someone like that, you are lucky these days because these pressures kind of get in the way of that relationship.
Time constraints have become fierce.
Yeah, and then there's you know, information's everywhere, good and bad. So folks will come in with an idea or a concern, and they'll have a very fixed concern about what is wrong. And so coming in with that information can be a good and a bad thing. In some ways, it's nice to have a patient who's informed. In other ways, if they're informed with bad information, that can create a problem as well. I venture to say,
Dr. XYZ.
Right.
Okay. No, I agree with you. Yeah. It just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, I don't mean this the way it sounds, because this is radio versus TV.
Yep.
Dr. Lambert is on the young side.
Yep.
So you would be somebody questioned, because you know, like, I wouldn't be questioned. I could be an idiot in the press. I am, but that's besides the point. you would be questioned, like, what does he know? He's a kid. So I'm going to go home and tell my husband or tell my wife or whatever it's going to be, my daughter, this little boy or this young man. It's like, it's hard to get trusted at an age. Doesn't mean you're not a genius, and you've got good credential.
Sure.
Just because it's on the wall, it doesn't translate into them saying, oh, God, Dr. Lambert's my guy.
Yeah, I think for...
I agree. That works against you. They're going to walk in and say, hey, I have ties older than this doctor, you know?
Yeah.
What does he know?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a factor. That's something I face and have to deal with. I guess as I build a relationship with people and they sense, you know, your experience and competence, you know, I think that takes over. But if you're young, that's certainly something you have to... work against,
right, and especially if you're working in the neighborhood with seniors, you know, if you were going in and you're working in gynecology and you're working with women having babies, they don't mind a young doctor. There's more of a connection, to be perfectly honest, I think.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
They're more comfortable than having a 70-year-old doctor.
Yeah, exactly. In internal medicine.
70-year-old might drop the baby, you know.
Right, that's true. Right. we have to take a break. We're here with Dr. Douglas Lambert and listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.